systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Sunday, December 14th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt, and this is a little special Saturday show, Sunday. It's midnight now, Sunday. This will be episode number 127. Thank you guys so much for being up so late joining us. This is a little special show. We have with us Kyle. Say hi, Kyle.
Hello.
And we have Marcus. Say hi, Marcus.
Hi, Marcus.
Hey.
That joke's brand new.
Okay. You got to be a little closer.
That joke's good.
That's good. Okay. So, basically, you guys, if you've been listening to the show, you know the kid Ben that's been kind of filling in for Braden. The one day a week Braden can now do the show being Monday. Between Matt and Ben, they've been kind of filling in the other 2 days. So a while ago when Ben was on, we were talking about how he moved out, and Braden had mentioned that tell Ben to go fuck himself because he totally fucked Marcus over. And then Ben kind of defended himself and said it was a power strip that he stole, and it was his power strip, and that the reason he had to get out of there because he got a girlfriend, and they were doing a bunch of cough and cold and drinking and shit, and he's on probation, so he can't really be around all that shit. And he said, Braden said that Marcus had gotten fucked over on the rent and all, just not having any notice. And Ben said that he had told him, you know, plenty of time in advance about that he was going to be moving out and shit. So I figured you guys, loyal, faithful fans of the Jam Hole, you have gotten Ben's side of the story. I figured, hey, why the fuck not have Marcus back on again? He's been on a couple shows before. He's our retard farmer. Do you still farm retards, Marcus?
Yes, I do.
Nice. How is that going for you?
It's going okay. I'm kind of getting done with it, but I'll do it as long as I need to.
Nice. I'll do what it takes to get the job done. And so how do you fit into this whole thing, Kyle? I know Kyle's on the kickball team. He brought all of
the
those loud, awesome people over that night that they made Braden cry.
That night
cry.
That didn't air.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. So do you live with him? Or
He does live on our couch, and he has lived on our couch before. And then we got a new place and stayed with him for a while on his. And me and Caitlin, our roommate. And basically, we take care of Marcus, and he takes care of us. And when Ben decided to move out in 4 day notice, his reasoning was, "Why don't you go live with Kyle and Caitlin?"
Right. So he's just like, "I'm gonna get out of here. I kind of feel bad that I'm bailing on Marcus, but I feel better now because I told you he should just move in with you. He's not my problem anymore. Now he's yours."
Yeah. He says, "Why don't you move in with Kyle and Caitlin?" And he says, "They have their own problems," which aren't really problems, but it's just, you know, existence. We have a small two-bedroom apartment. And he said, "Why? Financial problems?" And Marcus says, "It's really none of your business."
Right.
And he was basically said, "Marcus, you're out of a place," and expected him, which, you know, of course it's a welcome door, but, you know, it is not expected.
Okay, Shazam is saying, "Speak up, ladies." That you two ladies. Do you see those little bars there?
I see those little bars.
Okay,
there.
That's good. Okay, sorry.
Better?
Bet much better. Okay, so how do you feel? Like, it sounds like to me that you're kind of just getting pawned off on different people. They're like, "I'm done taking care of you." You're like the old
not
red...
taking care of.
No,
not taking care of. No,
just here. Come live with me. Okay, so tell us what happened, Marcus. Take us back to that fateful day.
Okay. Ben came up one day, the first I ever heard about him maybe having to move, and told me that he might not be able to afford rent next month, and basically we left it at that. And that was maybe 2 weeks before he moved out.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we waited to see if he was going to be able to or not. Then the day that he called the landlord, he basically just said, I don't think I can pay rent. What can I do? I got to get out of here.
So did he let you know that he was going to do that? Like, go to the landlord and be like, I'm getting out of here. There's a redhead kid staying there. You deal with it. I'm out.
Well, I was home when he called her.
Oh, okay.
And then he came right into me. That's when he was like, well, can't you just go live with Kyle and Caitlin? If we're out of here by Friday, then we get our deposit back.
Oh, so he's trying to hustle and get the money back.
Which I ended up getting left with all the cleaning anyways.
So. Right.
four of us, then Marcus, cleaned until 5 in the morning. Ben left art shit laying around. He left his room uncleaned, his windows uncleaned, his mirror uncleaned, his bathroom scum on the shower.
Just
for us
didn't
to clean.
Didn't clean anything.
He bailed.
Just bailed. See, he made it sound like. See, that's weird because he totally made it sound like he. You guys totally knew that he had plenty of time, and
he told the landlord when she called and when Marcus asked, like, "What do you expect to do about the cleaning?" And the landlord called him, and she said, "Why didn't you help clean?" And he said, "The cleaners will do that."
Right,
and she responded in. What cleaners?
You know, we pay people to clean up after us because we as human beings are too lazy to clean up our own fucking filth.
But there are no cleaners. Those are like $15 an hour hire outs.
Oh,
that are
well,
clean your apartment.
Yeah, they don't just have a team sitting off to the side that it's like, okay, this person moved out. You got work.
Right. Yeah.
They send a siren and go down the pole. We got to clean an apartment.
They're also that's the same team that when people die, they're like, hey, we need you guys to come get this out of here.
It's the eviction Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I got a live one.
We got a call.
So what ended up happening then? So now where are you living at?
I'm living on Kyle and Caitlin's couch.
Very small
so
couch.
So he actually called it then. He said, why don't you, Kyle and Caitlin?
He knows Marcus is our best friend, and that's where he'll go.
Right. So how old are you, Marcus?
24.
So you don't have any like parents that live here locally that you, if all else failed, you could have went and lived with them?
Yeah, but I don't really consider that an option.
Why?
Moving back in with the parents is not the way to go for
Did
me.
You get molested or what happened?
No, it's just I don't know. I just can't bring myself to do it.
Because you've been out on your own for so long.
And I just can't live with them again.
It's like you're my parents and now my roommates, and that's weird. sorry, I totally forgot. If you guys are listening live, I'm not really looking at the chat that much, but thejaml.com/feedback, I do have that here. So if you guys have anything to comment on, just type it in there, and I'll see it and read it on the show. So that sucks. Like, I'm torn because, like, I need people to help me do this. Like, I could do this by myself, but it's definitely more fun to have other people and shit. Braden has a job. I just found out today from somebody that Braden might be moving, which he failed to tell me, and I texted him. I was like, so where are you going? And he's like, oh, well, I wasn't going to tell you till I was for
was
sure.
Was it Denver, or was it?
He didn't say. He just said he wasn't sure if he was going to do it, and he wasn't going to tell me until he was for sure. So eventually, I will have to find somebody else to be a better co-host. See, people in the chat are like, no, he can't move. I'll try and prevent that from happening. I don't know what the fuck he's going to find elsewhere. Like, there's nothing anywhere else that hasn't already fucked him over here. Like, there's just bigger and better things to get sucked into and shit. So do you have a problem with cough and cold?
I have a huge problem with coughs.
Sometimes I cough, too.
Smoker's cough. So, because one of the things he was saying was that, like, your bedroom was just littered with, like, he made it sound like you opened the door and it was just a veritable mountain of cough and cold boxes.
Also, tell him the story of how he saw the box that he saw in your room and how you know he saw it because you were an outside view.
I did try quercetin a couple times.
Right, we've all done it a few times. He made it sound like there was, like, boxes of it just all over the fucking place.
Well, it's funny because The first time
Coracine rings your throat.
The first time that I did it, he, like, I was sitting out in my car, and I was looking up into the window of our apartment, and he, like, went into his bedroom, and then came out and went into my bedroom and looked around real quick, and then shot out. And he didn't know I was watching him.
Huh. What do you think he was looking for?
He
treasure?
Was examining.
Just checking out.
Yeah,
your
he
shit?
Was trying to see what I was up to.
Smelling your underwear. Huh.
Ben liked to presume that when we were there in the morning and happy, listening to Life Aquatic soundtrack and dancing, that we were wasted when
right.
we were happy. Because I guess it might take him some sort of influence to have a good time with your best friends.
Because the only time we're ever happy is when we're totally just fucked up.
I mean, it was like 11 in the morning. Hell and he said, yeah. Wow, okay. You guys look especially haggard this morning. What are you fucked up on this time?
So there were no boxes. Like, that was just fabrication.
Well, maybe one.
Right, but not like...
Maybe like a couple.
Right, okay.
But not piles.
So tell me about your cough and cold experience. Your most memorable one. Did you vomit?
Well, no, and mostly, like...
I vomited.
Mostly the only time I ever used it, really, was on nights that I couldn't sleep.
Or when you had a cough and or a cold.
Yeah, and okay. just needed to sleep.
Because he was making it sound like you were just totally hooked on it and just all fucking just going nuts. So, like, shooting it up and shoving it up your ass and eating it and sticking it up your nose.
You're
going
to spend that much money on $5 drugs.
Yeah.
And it's going to add up that quickly. Why would you use that?
See, when I was 15, we used to just steal it.
See, like, when I was 15, that's the
right. Well, that's what
at.
I'm saying. Like 15 years ago, almost. Indie Cam Guy says, well, it's fucked up how he just dropped out and left the other guy hanging, like, fuck you later. Yeah, see, that is, like, he made it sound like he had given, like, you know, in the
it was
next
4 days.
In 30 days, I'm not going to be here anymore, so do what you guys need
I
to
read
do.
The lease agreement. It said that he will pay for every remaining day. If he gives 7 days notice, he will pay for every day minus 7 days.
Right. Well,
it was in the agreement. They both signed.
Also, I learned that before I moved in with him, he would talk to a couple of our friends and be like, I don't know if I want to move in with him if he's going to screw me over.
Like, because you had screwed him over in the past? Or
no.
Where is that coming from?
The last place I lived in, I got kicked out of because I just stopped paying rent.
Understandable.
And so I could see why he would be a little weary there, but...
Right.
For,
but you is that because
it to happen.
Is that because you lost your job or something, or...?
No, I just got lazy.
Just lazy? So
things
I can,
are changing.
I could see that happening, but if you were seriously that worried about it, then don't,
yeah, then
move,
don't
in
move in
in the first place. Don't, like, move in and be like, well, in the next few days I might bail. It's like, no, if you move in, you're going to be here.
Right.
The first time I met Ben, he was in the mall, and Caitlin knew him, and I had to go to work, so he walked with us both to Moose's, and I bought her a beer on my tab, and... he wouldn't let her drink it because he had to get out of the bar because it made him uncomfortable to be in a bar.
Because he's on probation.
Well, but he was allowed to be in there. You're not allowed to drink in a bar. You're
no,
allowed to
I,
be somewhere that serves food.
One of the kids I work with is on probation. He's, like, not allowed to be in bars at all.
What about, like, for serving food?
It might be different, though.
And we did see him tonight with a case of beer.
Right. Well, yeah.
Sarah, his girlfriend, which is... I mean, they go to... the Church of Latter-day Saints, you know, and they go to the Church of Latter-day Saints, and he's...
Both of them?
Well, I think so, yeah.
That's crazy.
I think Sarah's the reason he does go, but he goes to Singles Ward, and he goes to church with a good friend of mine who's very, very much interested in the church and planning on getting baptized.
Huh.
And
because I don't know if you know this or not, but when we do this show, and sometimes we tend to talk about religion and how it's... You know, I'm not into it at all. And he never really spoke up about, like, you're criticizing my belief system. How dare you persecute
Ben
me?
Ben wants you to think he's cool.
Is that what it is?
And
is it, like,
he is
trying
completely
to,
manipulable
trying
as far
to get
as that goes.
Acceptance and shit?
Oh, incredibly. I mean, he's
poor
racist.
Kid.
He makes fun of fat girls, and his girlfriend is not skinny. He talks about, one day me and Caitlin came to his house, and he goes, wow, your boobs have gotten bigger. She goes, Ben, knock it off. And he goes, no, I mean, they look great. I mean, like, I can't stop looking at them. He also met my mother, and 30 seconds after we left the room, he asked how old she was because he wanted to plan on trying to sleep with her.
Well, we make jokes
yeah,
about...
Yeah, but it wasn't a joke. He asked how
like,
old serious? She was.
Like,
after,
can I get
he,
your
he
digits?
He met the woman within 30 seconds of her leaving the room, which is a mother to Marcus and Caitlin. I mean, she's a beautiful woman, but he said, no, how old is she? No, just curious because I wonder if I could get at her like that. And I don't know if he was kidding
like
or not,
what,
but the way
Ben?
He said it
like
was
what?
Like, I mean, he doesn't know these two well enough to say that about my mother. It's not a, hey, your mom joke.
Like,
it's
hey,
a,
fuck
it's
your
a,
mom.
Do you think I can stick it in her tonight?
Yeah. Man, she
it's
was
not
loose.
A that's what she said.
Right. Well, that sucks, man. So, I hear you guys are planning on taking a little trip. Where are
very
you going?
Soon. We're going to Alaska.
What are you
going
to do in Alaska?
We're going to throw
besides
crab
be,
and pollock around.
And be really fucking cold?
That's yeah,
really
and be
fucking
anchored
cold
out
here.
In the ocean of Seward Bay.
Really? With just a bunch of dudes and you guys?
Actually, a bunch of dudes and a bunch of small Asian women about our age.
Really? Huh. English speaking. I'm going to have to go with you guys.
And, no, it's kind of amazing because if nothing else, we get a 10-day boat ride after the New Year's that we're going to spend in Seattle where they do blow up the Space Needle. We're going to get a 10-day boat ride where whales play with this ship.
Wait, they're blowing up the Space Needle?
Well, they make it look like it blows up every New Year's.
Like explodes?
It explodes
like
with fireworks.
Aliens and shit?
They make it look
Independence
like an alien.
Day?
Yeah,
like...
they make it look like an alien spaceship attack almost. Like, wow. I've seen it. It blows all up the top, and then the top looks like it's almost sailing. And I've seen it once before when I lived in Seattle, and like it's incredible. And we get to spend that. We get to hang out with one of my best friends that the last time I saw was in L.A., and she's going to let us chill there and take care of us until we ship off.
Hmm.
And then we get a 10-day boat ride and anchor, but 10-day, 10-night. And wow, I've never seen a whale, and they play with the boat because they think it's their mother. It's a 400-person boat.
You should have been at the bar with me earlier. You would have seen a few. So, Indie Cam Guy says, MILF jokes are okay, but shit, don't be serious at
he
times.
He was literal, and my mom was about in tears because I'd just been through a lot.
And then
they both knew that.
Shazam says, my brother who's on probation is not allowed to be in a bar at all. And see, I think it might be on a case-to-case basis. Like, depending on what...
he couldn't handle being
it's
in a
depending
bar.
On what you're on probation for, maybe. Like, if it was a problem with that include alcohol, then yeah, I could see them being like, no bars for you.
He's still on it. It was weed-based, and we saw him with the case of beer tonight.
Yeah, Indie Cam Guy says, depends on the person. So, that's... huh.
One thing that I think is funny is how much shit he gave me for drinking and doing stuff.
Oh, yeah, so I totally forgot about that. On our way here, we stopped at this gas station... and we get out of the car, and there's this kid coming out with beer. And I'm like, holy shit, what's up, Ben? And Marcus is sitting in the car, and he's like, he almost kind of looked like, what are you guys doing? And I was like, well, we're going to go do a little Saturday, Sunday morning show. And it almost seemed like he was like, oh, I want to do a show.
But you should have come along.
Yeah.
But yeah, like he gives me so much shit for drinking and stuff when it's like,
and you're not even the one on probation.
Yeah, and I'm allowed to do that.
Ben.
And put a lock on his door so that he was allowed to have alcohol in the house.
Ben, I hope that beer wasn't for you, buddy.
Plus, his girlfriend, he was drunk at a party about 2 weeks ago. And she, he told her literally not to, he told Marcus literally not to tell her because he was going to hide it from her.
Wow. Does she listen to this show?
I hope she does, but
hey,
he would
she,
hide it from her. If you know, it's something he thinks is cool, and he wants her to think he's
if
cool.
If she so. Does, cat's out of the bag, bro. So I had just a couple things I wanted to mention today. Tonight was Saturday night, and that's the one day a week I deliver food. And usually if you guys follow us on thejamble.com/Twitter, you'll see that when I'm delivering food and people don't tip, I tend to put their phone number and their name and their address up there, and I'm like, fuck this person. Like, the last one I had mentioned was this guy that actually negative tipped me. So instead of giving me...
what is a negative
tip? A negative tip is actually when they don't tip you, but then they don't pay all of their bill. So not only did you not get tipped, but you go actually down in the negatives.
So it's like, a wad of money that they hand you and... shut and lock?
Right. It's kind of like I knocked on the door and he punched me and took 50 cents from me. And then I gave him his food. And then he gave me the money for it, minus the 50 cents.
Bastard.
Like, not only did you not tip, but now I have to pay 50 cents on your bill. And, like, it's not a bunch of money. It's not a big deal. It's the principle of the fact that I do this for a living, and it's commonplace to tip the dude that brings you your fucking food. And then to not do that, and then to short the fucking bill on top of it. Like, I was just fucking pissed. So tonight, I think we might have actually beat that. We've topped this. So it's 10 fucking below, let me just mention. So I'm thinking it's going to be kind of busy today because it's freezing fucking cold. Nobody wants to go out or anything. You want food brought to you.
I'm less worried about Alaska because I walked to the store today in this.
Look at that, not me.
Look at this.
That's perfect. Okay. So, yeah, it's freezing cold. I'm thinking, because it's so cold, if I look extra shivering and, oh, woe is me.
He's a little guy.
I'll get a couple of pity.
Tiny man.
Yeah, like pity dollars or something. So, I go on this one delivery, and it's like fucking 10 below, and I get up there, and I knock on the door, and she opens the door, and it's this big old fat bitch. And she gives me a fucking, she's counting out the money, and she counts out exactly what the bill was. So I'm like, cool, maybe she's got a few more dollars. She fucking looks around like she's not really embarrassed, but just like, oh shit, I only have just enough for the food. Reaches in this dish and hands me a butterscotch sucker. And
happy Halloween?
No, Merry Christmas. She pays $20.50. $20 bill, or it was a 10, a 5, 5 ones, 50 cents, 2 quarters, awkward awkward look around, Merry Christmas, shuts the fucking door.
Here, child, have a candy.
I can't go to the gas station and be like, here's 10 dum-dums and a Tootsie Pop on 5, please. Fill her up, 91 octane. You can't fucking do that. You can't tip the guy that brings you food with food. It doesn't fucking work that way. That's like me going to the fucking McDonald's and being like, I'll take a double cheeseburger, and they're like 99 cents, and I just flip them a smile, and I'm like, keep the change. Like, they're not going to give me the food.
Here's a candy cigarette.
You can't fucking do that. If it would have been a bowl of weed or something, I would have been okay. But I don't even like butterscotch. I don't at all.
They're used to
10 below, I'm standing out there with a smile. Here's your fucking food because you're too fat to get off your fucking ass and go get it your fucking self. And you tip me a sucker. Oh, I almost just went back and knocked on the door and just walked in and took the food and just threw it on the floor and walked out and then just didn't go back to work. I was so fucking pissed, dude. I was cold and I was just pissed.
Seems like if you explained it, you
and
could
Merry
do
Christmas
that and go back to work because they'd understand.
Like, Merry Christmas on top of that. Like, hey, here's a sucker.
Exactly is Merry about this?
Merry Christmas, guys. Hey, God bless. God bless.
God bless.
Actually, God bless that sucker. Indie Cam Guy says, okay, number one rule, you don't piss off people that mess with your food or pilots or people who operate on you.
Have you seen Waiting?
Yes.
It's direct.
Absolutely. I told this story about when my grandparents were here, and we were at this restaurant, and they're, like, really old in their late 80s and shit, and they were, like, complaining about everything, like, oh, it's cold in here, oh, this steak's not done, is your steak done, oh, that doesn't look done, why don't you send it back, I'm gonna send mine back, and I'm like, dude, just be fucking happy with it, man, I mean, I don't know. Because I work in that kind of shit. Like, he was an old cop from New York.
Every
so,
person
I don't
should
know.
Work a day. I mean, if you're going to deliver food, if you're going to make food, you should know that it's a hustle.
And just if you know.
I mean, they don't do it on purpose. They don't miscook food.
No.
People don't do things on purpose when they're trying to please you. They're trying to work. They're trying to get home. They're trying to do a worse job than you have if you don't do that, guaranteed.
Yeah, you guys don't want to do that shit.
You know, and like to send it back is like, oh, your best try.
I mean, unless
your
it's
best try.
If it's really fucking nasty and shit, like, then definitely send it back and just be like, I'm not
if it's
a
disrespectful.
Fucking, I'm not being a fucking asshole and shit. Just fucking, this is really awful. I'll
tell
but
you one thing, though.
When you're just being picky, then that's fucking stupid.
The way you treat the waitress about when you tell them their food is bad, if you're like, I'm really sorry, but, you know, that's different because they'll come back and say, hey, can you please fix this?
Yeah.
If you're a dick, the waitress is going to come back and be like, fuck this guy, he wants this.
So I just got a feedback from Chris the Pizza Man. He says, you know I'm listening, right, Matt? That's, I think, if that's the Chris I'm thinking of, that's the kid that I work with. His dad owns the place. So, yeah, I was so, he saw it too. Like
I met the boy.
I came in and fucking slammed the ticket down, and he's like, what happened? I'm like, here's the fucking tip, and I slammed the sucker down. I was just pissed the rest of the fucking night. You know you have exactly this much money. If it's exactly how much of what you're ordering, and you know because you have a fucking menu there with the prices, and you're like, huh, my total's going to be $20.50 and that's all I have, then get in your fucking car and drive there and get it yourself. You can't afford the luxury
it's
of
the
having
American
someone.
Way, Matt. It's the American way.
Yeah, it's bullshit. You don't afford the luxury of having someone bring you fucking food if you can't afford to fucking tip them. And then to shortchange him and then to fucking give him a sucker and be all like, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Here's some candy, child.
You stupid fucking cunt. So if you follow us on thejambl.com/Twitter, her phone number's up there. Feel free to give her a call and call her a big, fat, stupid cunt.
There used to be this house over on, I think, like, First Street West when
Old
I delivered pizza.
Right here.
And she...
Yeah,
she would open
when,
the door with her cane and just open it to a big pour out smell and
of
then
decay and
and
death.
Then make you stand there while she writes the check. And then doesn't
and they,
tip.
And then the people that tip like $2 and they always see, they make you feel like they're doing you the greatest deed ever. Like this one, this me giving you a $2 tip, I'm guaranteed a spot in heaven for that. See that, God? $2.
Jehovah's
this,
Witnesses.
This guy right here, I just gave him $2. You're going to let me in now. It's just, I don't know, I fucking hate that shit. So, if you guys have been listening to the show, you'll know that a couple weeks ago, I've been getting these weird phone calls from restricted numbers. And I, like I said, I'd never really given out the actual number to the phone. Like, I told people in the chat, if they direct message our Twitter account, it'll send a message to the phone. But this was just somebody, like, just calling up and hanging up or calling up and, like, talking in just some weird gibberish shit. And it hadn't happened for quite a while. But it happened again tonight, and if you guys were in thejambl.com/live video before the show started, I played the phone call live as it was happening. I have the recorded version, and I'll put it on this actual episode, so if you guys download it, you'll be able to hear what I'm talking about. But I'm at the bar with my friend waiting for these guys to get off work or whatever.
Which bar were you at?
At the V.
Really?
Yeah, like right.
Half a block
right, away. Yeah. So I get this fucking phone call and it says restricted. And I'm like, oh, fun, this again.
Bear back.
So I'm like, well, I'll answer it just for shits and giggles. Maybe, you know, see if it's the same person or whatever the fuck. It's this girl's voice, like just this little girl's voice and just being all like giggly, like, what's your name? Who is this? what are you doing? Who is this? And so basically, it's these two or three or four 13-year-old girls from Polson, which is this Indian reservation about 30 miles away or something, 30, 40 miles away, just randomly calling cell phone numbers with the prefix that my phone has. And just talking to people, I guess. So I did finally figure out who it was. And
what are their names?
Shanna. I don't know. I never really asked.
Sherry.
I don't know. But yeah, you guys will be able to hear it if you download this podcast tonight when it's on. So I talked to her a little bit and just asking them, you know, dumb questions and just kind of fucking around and shit. And I got this idea. What if... Oh, Chris says it's like 60 miles, Matt. Fuck you, Chris. God.
We were hitchhiking the other night, Monday. We were
actually,
hitchhiking Monday evening, and we passed here when the show was going on, and it took us an hour and a half. What time's your show? 7?
Depends. We haven't.
I think around... What do you think, Marcus? I mean, we passed here about when?
I'm probably around 6.
Got a ride from Smiley that you know, is in love with my roommate. And
hold on, David says next time she orders, we should send her a sucker instead of her food.
The and same. I really don't think you'd be fired for that, would you?
Well, no. David's the other kid that works there whose dad owns the place. Right, so, no, I don't think I would be.
Wait for it.
So, I got this idea that maybe if anybody needs help or has questions for this 13-year-old girl that lives in Polson, once a week we could call her up and have her on the show and answer your advice questions from the perspective of a stupid, dumb, blonde 13-year-old girl. Just a little something I thought might turn into something interesting. Probably won't, but who knows. So, the last thing. Oh, I have their phone number. If you guys are bored tonight, feel free to call 406-529. No, not right now. Not from here. 406-529-7577. Feel free to give them a call and say hi. Tell them you heard them on this radio show, or just fuck with them, whatever. So the last thing I did want to mention before we're not going to do any confessions tonight because the site's broken again, but we are going to do some news. We got quite a few news stories here that are pretty awesome. I would like to thank Shazam for purchasing a t-shirt, help support the show. TheJamel.com/donate. If you guys want a t-shirt, we have medium, large, and extra large. They're $18 if you need it sent to you. If not, $15 if you can just come pick it up. So, you guys ready for some fucking news stories? A little mash it up a little bit here. Oh, man, I'm sitting so far away. I can't
see it. Even
reach
seems,
my
it seems
shit.
Strange that Ben worries about you so much, Marcus.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
He's so strange these days.
I don't know what he's talking about. Is that what I. Oh.
I mean, like, really, all we want to do is be good kids.
Oh, man. I heard
seems
that.
Like things seem like you need that. I mean,
you know? I got kind of a cough going on.
Yeah? Cool. I mean, because I was feeling a cough coming on earlier.
Feel free. I got plenty of it.
I mean, there's boxes. I mean, we bring a case.
Oh, God.
We bring a case when we should. What? Wait. I'm confused right now. But I feel really good.
Ugh. That shit is rough.
No, but I'm sorry. Here.
Oh, now I'm ready.
Just feel better, man.
What fucking flavor did you get? Is that black licorice?
The only flavor there is.
Oh, my Christ. That is horrid. I can't see how
they
you...
They originally thought, we should make some of this stuff.
Yeah,
we
I can't
make
see...
It taste
Ben got
like
pissed.
Shit.
I mean, like he moves out of Marcus. The bathtub is stained with meth. And like,
I need
he
some
expected
salvia.
Not to have to help. He expected not to help clean the meth stain out of the tub. Makes me sick. I mean, the responsibility of a roommate is to clean up the stain of the meth that is cooked in that house. Is that not correct, Marcus?
That's very true. I mean, if you're in it, you're in it together.
And Matt will be gone for a second, but pretty much what good things can bring you in life? What do you think, Marcus? Hmm? What do you think good things can bring you in life? So all I'm looking for basically
the cat
is
was
a,
taking my spot. Sorry, I had to get the salvia
a laundry
bomb.
Day.
I needed to get
a
that
Sunday morning
taste out of my mouth
and a small metal straw. That's all I need.
I need this
and
show.
Then there's salvia.
My cat and electricity probably and the internet, and then I'm good. I'm definitely ready to do some news now. Ready? Fucking. Episode 127. Can you fucking believe 127 episodes of this bullshit? This one is called Man Shoots Wife Not Knowing How to Tell Her About Eviction. This is a little story that kind of hits close to home for you, maybe, huh? Could you imagine getting evicted and not, like, being so afraid of your wife that you would rather shoot her dead then tell her, honey, we got evicted.
Ben shakes when he sees Marcus and me.
Yeah, I saw him. He looked kind of nervous when we were at the gas station. I shut the door real quick. Marcus looked like he was about ready to jump out and break his neck. I was like, dude.
I walked past and didn't speak for a purpose. I don't like the man, and yeah, I think it should stay.
I don't know. Yeah, I think if I had a wife, I'd shoot her.
Right. I'm just saying, like, how.
I think if I had a wife at all, I'd shoot her. I mean,
well,
what else are you going to do with a wife?
I'm just saying, how awful does your wife have to be that you're so scared to be like, hey, we got evicted. don't hit me, please. Like, you would just, you would rather fucking kill her. That's amazing to me. An Oklahoma man has been arrested after he told police he shot his wife because he didn't know how to tell her they've been evicted. Thomas Wayne Garrett, 59, is being held on one count of shooting with intent to kill as his wife lies in critical condition.
Thomas Wayne?
What?
I know a Garrett Thomas Wayne.
Thomas Wayne Garrett.
Oh, never mind.
But that's weird. Shooting with intent to kill as his wife lies in critical condition in a nearby hospital. Cynthia Garrett, 54, had undergone at least two major surgeries, and there is a strong likelihood she'll die from her injuries.
That's not a medical term.
Like, yeah.
Strong likelihood? What does that mean?
How's she doing, Doc? Well, she's got a strong likelihood of not pulling through.
You're like,
out of my medical professional terms.
Right, so if you were trying to kill her,
she
then
might die.
You actually did, you're okay.
I have a doctorate,
but if you,
and that's not a term.
Has he ever said you have a strong likelihood for anything?
Imagine, though, if she pulls through.
Oh, house. He's got to, like, leave the country. See, I can see him sneaking back in and, like, she's all, like, on life support, and he looks around and grabs the pillow
but
and
I don't
like,
understand about
one last kiss on the fucking...
What I don't understand about the show House is...
I fucking... Hold on. Everybody that watches that show, I said this before, but everybody that watches that show instantly thinks they have a medical degree from, like, fucking Cambridge or wherever the medical school is. Like, they always will be like, oh... And just tell you exactly what's wrong with you. Oh, I saw it on an episode of House. No big deal.
What I don't understand about the show is every single episode is like a new day of the miraculous doctor's life, right?
You know?
But he's always got the 5 o'clock shadow. It's never more and it's never less. It's like if you contain that, if you have that every day, you've got to shave.
Johns Hopkins.
And you got to have longer... You know, facial
so,
hair.
You know what I don't
but
get
no,
about?
Every single show, he has the exact same stubble. It's like, do you work once a week for 4 hours? Exactly.
And that's
do you perform
it?
These miracles exactly when your face hair is that way? Because if it grows that quickly, you must shave and have a like a 3.5-day shadow by the time you
have to
shave the exact same hour every time.
He has to plan it out so that it'll be that perfect 5 o'clock shadow when it's time.
And without that shadow, his sarcasm is media.
You know what I don't get about that? He is this great, amazing doctor, and he cures all this awesome shit, but he can't fix his own fucking knee.
Exactly.
Like, hey...
He has to limp and have the shadow, otherwise why would we watch House?
But hey, anybody else, no problem. Like, what is your ailment? I will fix you. Don't worry about the knee. Pop a couple Vicks, I'm good to go.
One time I was in India and I learned about this rare disease. And it's good because I shaved 2 days before.
That's weird because I learned about this rare disease from India from an episode of House.
Of course you did. Tell me about it.
So, Clavis said Cynthia Garrett, who had a multitude of health problems, was shot the same day she was released from an Oklahoma City hospital after a 10-day stay during which Garrett was evicted from the couple's rented house. So she was in the hospital because she's all fucked up for whatever reason. And while she's in there for 10 days, her bum-ass fucking husband is at home totally not paying the rent. And she gets out of the hospital and has no home. That's amazing. One of the
pretend
officers
you're sick,
huh?
Maybe pretend you're sick if you got nowhere else to go.
It doesn't matter.
I think this
now.
Is a problem
but
they can work through.
What about my hip?
What?
I think this is a problem they can work through.
I think if she recovers,
yeah,
she has a strong likelihood of not doing that though. One of the officers happened to be at the city hospital when Garrett rushed into the hospital saying, bless you. Get it.
What?
Yeah. You all right?
I'm done.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe House should come. House in the house?
Actually, that's just a common medicine. Cold. I saw that on House.
Wait, I have a sneeze. Maybe I have to drink more.
Hey, that's not sneezing cold, okay? So the guy rushed into the hospital while this cop was there, says wife has been shot. While emergency workers tended to her, he took off.
Getting in again.
He's like, hey, there she is. She's been shot. I'll see you later. I don't know who she is, actually. Police caught up with the guy 2 miles down the road. They did not believe his initial story that Cynthia Garrett had been hit in a drive-by shooting. He's like, dude, it wasn't me. Actually, it was a drive-by. They were 6 foot tall, hooded black men.
And the bullet came right into the house.
They were all 6 foot tall?
All of them. That's their thing, you could say.
Oh, it's the 6-foot-tall hooded black men gang.
That's who killed her.
Literally, I'm sick of their graffiti around this town, and I'm sick of, you know, their threat.
That's the 6-foot-tall white people.
The 6-foot-tall black men with hoods around this town, I will tell you right now, leave my home be. You make me sick, and I'm sorry for your organized crime.
Do you expect there to be more black people in Alaska than there are here? Because I know they're both cold, and I know that's why black people don't like to live here, because it's so cold, they don't deal well with the snow. Because it's
not?
White. I don't know. Because it's white. Cold, and they're from, you know, not cold climates and stuff. It's hard to adjust.
There's a exact percentage they are from a cold place as much as there's a percentage that they aren't.
It's a hard adjustment to make. Quote, he realizes she's suffering, so he drives her to the emergency room, adding that Garrett told police his plan had been to kill his wife and then himself. He actually shot her and then put the gun up to his head and was like, you know, now that you're dead, all my problems are actually solved, so I don't really need to kill myself anymore. And then he felt bad because she's there, like, suffering, and then took her to the hospital. So, kind of pussed out, if you ask me. Should have followed through.
Where was this?
I would have been like, you need... She's still alive, just one more shot. I mean, what? Duh. This was Oklahoma.
Have you ever seen movie The Rules of Attraction?
Maybe. Sounds familiar.
So
possibly.
It has a scene in it where they bring this man to the hospital, and they're all freaking out, and the doctor comes over because he knows he's fine, and the doctor says, oh, he's dead. And they're like, no, I couldn't see him breathing. He's twitching. He goes, no, your friend's dead. And the doctor comes back over and he goes, no, we'll call the obituary. Like, we'll call the morgue, and they'll come pick your friend up. I mean, because that's why you're here, right? Because your friend's dead. And basically they go on and on and on about that until the boy stands up and he goes, I'm not dead. And he goes, no, I assure you, you are. And tries to tug him off into a room.
And that's it? And then he kills him?
No, he doesn't kill him. He just tries to tug him off to the point where, like, his four friends grab him. And they're like, no, he is alive. He is alive, we know. And he goes, then why is he here? Come here, he's dead, he's dead. Give him to me. And they get away from this doctor that shows up. And he goes, no, of course he's dead. Give him to me. He's a dead body.
Dead body. So, his whole plan was to kill his wife and then himself. Quote, it's a really sad case all around, he said. Clavis said the Garretts have been having marital and financial problems for some time. He lost his job at a tire company several years ago and apparently hadn't worked since. Just been chilling out. Like, hey, you forgetting to do anything lately? Work? Pay the rent, maybe. She's in the hospital, so he's just, like, hanging out at home, drinking beer, watching the game and shit. And that's kind of weird that, like, everybody is having this problem, it seems like. People are losing their jobs, like, way more than in past, you know, times have passed.
That's why we're going to Alaska.
And this guy is actually just to the point where he's like, fuck it, fucking, I'm gonna kill her and then me, and that'll be it. Like, can you imagine if we start heading to a time where this starts to happen more often because people are losing their jobs, so they're freaking out because they have all this responsibility and no means to pay?
Me and Marcus are going to Alaska because the fact is right now with the economy, it's everybody's asking, what should I do now?
Right.
And we'll come back on the plus side. And if we get unemployment for 2 months, and if we come back after, we are debt-free. Like, completely debt-free, which is so rare in this country.
What kind of debt do you have now? Like, what do you...
I have a credit card. I have, you know, like, legal fines. I have, you know, I have what I have. And
for what?
for here and there. I mean, I went on a rooftop, in two different towns.
Naked? Or
no, I just went on a rooftop, got
just hanging
stormed,
out?
Arrested, yeah. Stormed, arrested, put in jail overnight for criminal mischief and criminal trespassing. Me and Marcus have been stopped walking along the side of the street for mistakes we've made as far as there's been calls in for mysterious characters.
Hey, Shazam asks, are there enough retards in Alaska for Marcus to farm?
I certainly hope so.
Are you going to be okay?
Hey, the sad thing is I worked there for 3 weeks and I did get fired.
I know two from his job. I know two for absolute sure. Palin and Trigg. You find them for me. When you get there, like, hey, I'm here for you. Sarah Palin, Palin, and Trigg. Your name's actually Trigg.
Trying that to start
sounds
up a
like
new home.
A tree.
I've been looking to start up a new home in the area.
Yeah, no shit. Like, I'll just open. You've studied what the place you work for has done. I know the protocol, the procedure. I know... the certifications. I actually myself am certified. I'm good to go.
What's a little bit sad about his job is I worked there for 3 weeks and I'm not allowed to work there anymore. I like the one job I've really ever been let go from was
they're like,
taking care of mentally handicapped people.
Is that
like,
ironic?
It's like, all right, well, that's great. And,
you're like, hey, no one told me I wasn't supposed to jerk him off, too.
Three weeks, and then they're like, we need, here's your check. I'm going to write a personal check to you. Don't come back here.
That's crazy. Did they have security escort you off the premises?
Oh, no. I mean, I was scheduled about 3 minutes at the home from when he told me that. And he just said, oh, no, you can't work here anymore. Maybe you just go home.
Wow. What for? Like, what was...
My license got suspended, which also is, and has been for how long?
I don't know.
How long haven't you had a license for?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Wait, did you guys get them both suspended at the same time?
No,
mine's
together,
been suspended
not
for quite a while.
Huh.
But, yeah, but I had my license suspended and it finally went through and they actually, because it was within the same gist of what I filed for background check, Helena actually sent a letter to Flathead Industries, which is where we work.
Like, hey, thanks,
saying,
guys. Appreciate that.
Basically just saying this license of your employee has been suspended within the last month. And
just FYI.
Because it's a government job. But, they were real sorry for it because, like, I did a good job. I liked it, you know, like, took care of things. And he felt really bad. He wrote me a personal check for my hours. And he said, I'll work on getting this reimbursed.
Hmm.
But, me and Marcus, he actually just got questioned for it.
Yeah, I got pulled over.
He got pulled over
the night
that
the night we were moving out of my apartment. We were going to the grocery store.
Because of Ben, we were there till 5:30 in the morning and then tell him how we got pulled over.
They said there was a suspicious call from Appleway area, and he pulled me over, checked my name, came up, and he was like, in the last 3 years, this is going to be your fifth no insurance ticket, and you don't have a driver's license.
Ouch.
And that comes up to $800. Do you have that?
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
But tell him that 3 days
and,
earlier.
Oh, well, yeah, I just cashed my paycheck. But, and then he was just like, okay, where are you going? Fine, go to the grocery store, get your shit, and go home.
Like, I'm going to your mom's house. Oh,
the sad thing is he looked at my license and said, you live above one of those businesses on Main Street, don't you? And for some reason, by seeing me and then seeing my license, he knew exactly where I lived, even though the license on it, like the address on my license is Missoula. He said, yeah, I know you. You live above one of those businesses on Main Street, don't you? That's where you guys are going, huh? I was like, yep.
And that's it.
Profiled.
So Indie Cam Guy says, so that was it for that story, by the way. He just, basically, is it weird that just by chance of something going wrong with your body, like you can get sick and get so fucked up to the point where you go to the hospital and because of how quickly the hospital bills stack up and shit, that causes you to lose your house because you just happen to get sick or get injured somehow. Now, the next thing you know, you're in debt with all these medical bills and you've just lost your house. Now you have medical bills and no house. What do? Shoot your wife and kill yourself, obviously.
7 months ago,
That's
everything
amazing.
I had, everything me and Mark's and my roommate now, Kaylin, owned, we had a house fire, and everything we owned melted, burned, or was so damaged by smoke that we had nothing, absolutely nothing. And there was $40,000 worth of medical bills on me personally alone. And because of the wage I made the year before that and the taxes I paid, it was considered charity. Everything Marcus owned got slightly reimbursed. We took them to court because it was an electric, like it was a fuse bulb that don't exist anymore. And the fuse bulb burst, lit the wall on fire. The wall lit the couch on fire. The couch lit the floor on fire. And the floor lit me on fire. And my lungs melted together. I was in ICU for 6 days. Had to learn how to walk again. And then, like, I was saved by actually a girl that I think is probably listening tonight, because I told her to come see me, and she came at the exact right time to wake me up, because I was dead asleep on my first day off of the week. And, you know, she woke me up, told me my house was on fire, ran out, and she had some damage, but she didn't have so much damage because she smoked cigarettes. And they said her lungs were so callous that the smoke that she had inhaled had saved her. But, you know, we had
it's
about
a good thing she
40.
Smoked.
Yeah, it's a good thing she smoked.
That's why
Marb
I smoke.
Reds, you know, Marb 100 Reds. But there's $40,000 there that I owed until about a month and a half after it, and it was considered charity. So, I mean, if you suffer long enough with bills, somebody or yourself are going to take care of them. They're not worth taking a life over. That's
bullshit.
Do you
think? I don't know.
I was dead for
like
2 minutes and still I knew I wouldn't have to pay $40,000.
If it gets so bad, maybe the hospitals will start having like hitmen on a call that, like, you know, I need a doctor to the ICU. I need a hitman to 444 West 3rd Street.
All
this
you're going to do is collect debt.
This
debt
guy owes
hurt.
An $80,000 bill for his heart bypass or whatever the fuck.
All they're going to say is that you have incredible debt and that it's going to be like basically passed on to your firstborn. And it isn't really. I mean,
so if you just don't have kids, you're good to go.
Or if you have kids and you just don't fucking pay it and you don't tell them, you die with it. I mean, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't follow you past the grave. There's no fucking way. I mean, you just fucking deal with your debt, and you deal with every day.
What if
you just don't fucking pay them, and you get garnished wages? But
so what if you had debt, and you got a will, and you're like, I will all this debt to my ex-wife's kids. And then, like, you died, and they read the will, then would they get the debt? Like, could you totally just fuck somebody over like
maybe,
that?
Maybe, I hope so, because I'll definitely have some names on my gravebed.
Ben, what?
I'll definitely have some damn names.
Chris says willing debt is legal. That's amazing.
That's incredible. I'm happy for that. I kind of want to rack up debt for
this,
the next couple
I know.
Years.
I got a list.
Because I got some vengeance.
All right, well, this one is called Port St. Lucie. Police say, Okeechobee? Is that how you say it? Okeechobee? Okeechobee?
I have no idea what the hell that is.
Okeechobee man exposed himself to teen girl. An Okeechobee man was arrested after allegedly, not saying he did, not saying he didn't, but he might have, allegedly exposed himself to a 17-year-old girl in a gas station, claiming, now, this is his side of the story, okay? Cops are like, you showed her your dick.
Well, he is from Okeechobee. You know how those people are.
He claims he experienced zipper problems and that he left with a bag of pretzels in front of his crotch. He's like, I did not mean it. Zipper malfunction. It happens to everybody. Just, I'm sorry. Bag of pretzels over his crotch.
Embarrassed. So at what point was he dealing with his zipper? When he went in the store or when he went into the facility? I mean,
well, he's 33 years old. He was arrested on exposure of sexual organs charge. the girl, a clerk in the station, so she worked there, told investigators a man later identified as Roger Arnold came out of the restroom and chose a few items from the snack aisle. He approached the counter with the goods. The goods, if you know what I mean.
Where's my
fucking bell? That's what I'm talking about. he brought the goods in front of him in the area of his waistline. Like, just pitching a tent, get the goods to cover it up. Because that's embarrassing, kind of. Have you ever done that? You ever, like, been in a car and just inexplicably maintained a boner and got out still kind of having it, and you're just like kind of walking weird to kind of cover it up till it goes down, because you're like, the first person that sees me, it'll be weird and I'll not be hard anymore, and then
never.
I drive on washboard roads, it happens,
and no.
Every now and then. So the girl said he did that. She told police his genitalia was exposed as he put the items on the counter, and she looked away. She's like, no penis. So he actually had his dick
out. You really think that's what she was like, Matt?
I think that's exactly what she was like. He has his dick out, but it's covered by the goods. He puts the goods on the counter. She's like, cash checker. Oh, my God, a penis! And then she called the cops. That's what I think. Quote, she states that he made several movements to bring her attention to his exposed parts.
He was unnoticed. That's too bad.
How would you bring attention to your exposed parts?
I don't know. If it takes three times, it's probably not very noticeable.
Just like, hey, party down here.
Kind of got a boner.
Real quick, crotch.
Real
shake.
Quick, kind of got a boner right here.
Look at this. It's a crotch.
Would you just jump up on the counter and just like fucking just real quick fucking face in the crotch?
That guy's a gay nerd.
Would that get her attention?
What a gay nerd.
Now that I have your attention, would you mind doing this? And then she called the cops.
That's not what she said.
No. He lifted his shirt and adjusted himself, the warrant application said. So he didn't do any of what we just thought he might have done.
He should wear a smaller shirt.
He just adjusted himself. He's just like...
On video?
Like that.
Watch the video.
Oh, yeah, you guys had to see the video for that. But that was...
He did the lean back.
I just adjusted myself. And that's how it went. Quote, he also stated that he guessed it was a bad idea not to wear underwear that day. He's like, oops, if I would have known this hot fucking...
If I could go back in time, I would have worn it.
Regrets, man. Just fucking regrets. If I could have went back, I would have wore underwear that day. And then we wouldn't be here right now talking to the cops, being all embarrassed because I have a genitalia charge on my record now. Forever on my permanent record. Arnold said there was a problem with his zipper as he approached the counter, saying he, quote, only put his hands in the area, this area, the lower midsection.
Crotch.
The crotch. Area. The crotchal area to pull his zipper up. He's like, that bitch is trying to fuck me here. I just was pulling up the zipper.
She's
I took a leak. I put it back. I forgot. We all forget sometimes. It wasn't, you know. I mean, look at her, sir. She's obviously. Would you show your dick to her? Because I wouldn't.
She does work at a gas station. See,
you seem to be a man of character, such as myself.
What time of day/night was this?
This was whenever. I don't know.
Did they list what he was buying?
Pretzels.
Just pretzels.
He put Arnold denied intentionally exposing himself. He said he put a bag of pretzels in front of his zipper as he left to prevent more genital exposure.
But did he buy those pretzels?
Pretzels. A bag of pretzels.
And he had purchased them before?
He was in the process of purchasing them. And that is it for that story. So let's read one more story, and then if you guys got anything else to mention, and then we'll get the fuck out of here. It's fucking almost 2 o'clock. I'm tired. So, do you guys want to do fingering chickens? A girl who put a hit out on her father? Or a sex study about teens?
Did she actually put a hit out on him?
I don't know. Do you want to do that one?
Fingering
chickens, huh?
Let them answer. They got it.
Okay. Who? Oh, the chat?
Yep.
Okay, guys, in the chat, girl accused of seeking hit on father, fingering chickens, or one in five teens engage in cyber sex. We have one vote for fingering chickens, two votes for fingering chickens, both Paulo and Indie Camp Guy.
So three.
Shazam says hit on father. Chris says...
I'll vote hit on father.
Chickens. You vote hit on father.
Marcus?
It's down to fingering chickens or hit on father.
Okay, hit on father?
Hit on father? Okay. How many votes is that?
I don't know.
Marcus is the math guy.
Okay, well, since it's a tie and since this has been going for an hour, we'll do both, just for you live listeners, fingering chickens as well as hit on father. So this one is called German TV Farmer Slammed for fingering his chickens. I guess if they're your chickens, like, I mean, are the chickens being like, hey, stop that? Because if they're yours, it's your property. That's like if
our
I want
chicken's property.
If I want to finger my cat, like, I'll finger it because
is it really your cat?
It is my cat.
How do you own a cat?
I went to the neighbor's house, actually, Chris, who's in here, and they were like, hey, do you want a cat? Do you want to take a call?
Yeah, we should take a call.
Let me see it. Answer.
Take a call.
We have a phone call to take.
It's Casey.
Hi. Can you hear me?
There's no speakerphone. You have to take it off speakerphone.
Hi.
I can have him call your number.
Okay, that's not working.
What's your number? I'll have him call your number. He's called four times.
Is that someone that's trying? Is he trying to talk on the show? What's going on? I don't understand this.
He's trying to call. He's in the army right now.
He's in the army.
He's off his goddamn rocker, but he's in the army. Yeah.
Oh. All right, well, while you're doing that, I'm going to continue with the story. Animal rights organization PETA, of course, has launched an official complaint against German TV farmer Hansi for sexually abusing chickens. Leave it to PETA. I guarantee if I was fingering my cat and PETA got wind of it, they would definitely cause a ruckus. PETA... The 71-year-old contestant on the fourth series of Germany's hit TV show Bauer sucht Frau... What? Farmer Wants a Wife, in English speak, was seen sexually stimulating his chickens with his finger, probably this one. In a shocking series finale, he told his chosen partner, blonde Marianne from Hamburg, quote, this is how you get an orgasm. This, Marcus, I don't know if you are aware, but this is actually how you get an orgasm.
How do they know, though, if the chickens even dig it, like...
Because they came.
Okay, yeah.
If you weren't digging it, would you come? I mean, duh. I'd rather, if I was a, if you were a chicken, would you rather be fingered or choked?
Choking the chicken?
Or fingering it. Would you rather be choked? You into that autoerotic asphyxiation business?
Yeah, sure.
Is he
in
there?
If I'm a chicken, maybe I am.
Is he peeing and talking on the phone at the same time?
I think so.
That's amazing. He is not. No, I'm
guess
not.
Not.
Yes, I am. I actually am. Needless to say, she was not impressed. You might think, hey, girlfriend, come here. Let me show you how to really get an orgasm. Fucking. You'd think that would impress her, like, a bunch.
Well, yeah, look at her.
I know. That's a good point. Quote, you always hear jokes about what lonely farmers do to their animals. It's not a joke anymore. I am disgusted. This is not my world. This isn't for me. This is not my world.
I kind of want to go in a different direction with this life.
Yeah, I don't think... Not for me, guys. Thanks, though. I appreciate you thinking of me when you're like, hey, I wonder if you would want to get off by fingering chickens in the cornhole. But no, I do not. Maria promptly packed her bags and left Hansi alone to tend to his chickens, along with many of the record 8.6 million other TV viewers... That's how you do it. if you want viewers, you have to finger bang chickens.
You can do it on the show.
We have cameras now. Would we get 8 million? I would finger bang a chicken for 8 million views. I'm sorry, but I would. I would finger... Where's the cat? I will finger bang this cat for 8 million views. I will finger bang that cat if we get donated $50 in the next 20 minutes. I probably shouldn't have just said that. back to the story here. This behavior is an offense, and it is not acceptable. You might have thought that this behavior is okay with us and totally acceptable. It is not. Nay. It is offensive and totally not acceptable at all.
He's calling your phone,
Matt. Is he? Awesome. We're going to take a phone call, maybe. The agency has now launched an abuse complaint against the farmer, of course. But Hansi doesn't see anything wrong with his chicken petting. Dude, petting. Once your finger goes, like, from on the chicken to in the chicken, it's not petting anymore.
Phone call.
From the Army. Casey Brenniger.
Hi, you're on the jam hole. How are you?
What?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Getting drunk in the hotel room in Raleigh.
Nice.
North Carolina.
Who is this calling, please?
Oh, shut the hell up. It's Casey, dude.
Hi, Casey. You're on our show right now. How are
Casey,
you?
Casey, Casey, Casey.
No, I'm not, dude.
Yes, you are, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi to everybody.
Quit fucking with me, dude.
I'm not fucking with you. Why would I be fucking with you?
You have a radio show.
Yes, there's like 15 people listening right this very second, and there will be about 700 more once this goes up. How are you?
And so there's 15 people listening right now.
Yes.
Oh my God, I feel like a star.
You are a star. This is your big chance. This is your 15 minutes.
Tell him Kyle Junks is on the show.
15 minutes of what?
This is your 15 minutes of fame. Everybody, one time in their life, gets it. This is your shot. Don't blow it.
Tell him I'm on the show with you tonight.
Nice.
Cared about fame.
Fuck fame. Kyle is also on the show, as well as Marcus. They are here with me tonight. So, what's going on?
Huh?
What do you think about finger-banging chickens? That's what we're reading about right now. A farmer...
Finger-banging?
Yes, this farmer in Germany thinks it's okay that he's finger-banging chickens for this TV show, and this chick that was on the game show was not cool with it. What do you think?
I think she's an asshole. I think bestiality is, like, perfectly fine.
If it's your chicken, right? I mean, I wouldn't go around...
Yeah, if it's your chicken, then it's cool.
Right.
It's your chicken.
Right, because you own it.
How can you really own a chicken? Ask Casey that.
When I'm alone in my privacy, I always finger bang my chicken.
Of course. I choke mine first, and then I finger bang.
Cool.
Because it's mine. I own it.
Yeah, it's your chicken, so you own it. You do whatever you want with your chicken.
That's like if back in the day of like...
You can stuff your chicken. You can stroke your chicken. You can do anything more with your chicken. You can cook your chicken. You can stuff like a Thanksgiving turkey on Thanksgiving.
You could cut its head off and let it run around and then fuck it.
Yeah, and run around and then, like, tame it with your hand.
Right, because it's yours.
Exactly, because it's yours.
That's awesome. That's what we were thinking, too.
I know, that's what I was thinking, like, the whole time.
Right on.
Ask him for me how you can really own a chicken.
I don't understand about taming your chicken.
Kyle is having a hard time understanding how a person could actually own a chicken.
Well, how do you mean? I don't understand this.
I don't either. It's like you just go to the store and buy one. It's your chicken.
You buy one. You buy your chicken, it's yours. Because obviously you buy your chicken.
Right. Do you understand, like, Kyle?
Like, no one should really own a chicken.
Yeah. Like,
right?
That's what they have at, like, at a place. You're like, so much a pound for your chicken.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to buy 10 pounds worth of chicken.
It's
like $1.19. So it's going to be like $27 for your chicken.
Right. And then you slip him a 20. He gives you your change, and you're on your way with your chicken.
You slip your chicken on your 20.
You give him a tip, you get the best chicken ever. Because you slip through a tip.
Exactly. You got a tip.
Your chicken.
You have
to
tip.
You want your chicken.
Ask him what the Army thinks about that.
Kyle wants me to ask you, are you in the Army?
No, the army's gay.
Have you been to Iraq?
Fuck no.
Fuck that shit,
huh? I was, I'd kill myself. Fuck the army.
I would kill myself if I either got drafted or got caught in jail. I would kill myself for either or.
I'd kill myself.
Would you? You would kill yourself before you went to jail?
No, I wouldn't kill myself. I'd buy a turkey for Thanksgiving and like own it and stuff it.
Right, and finger it.
So are turkeys the same as chickens all of a sudden?
My 9-inch finger to the half, like the witch.
That's what she said.
That's exactly it. Well, do you have anything else you'd care to say to everybody right now, real quick, before we let you go?
One movie, one desire, Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Little Tortilla Boy. Double the excitement. Get down. Triple the excitement. Get down the game. That's what I like to say.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Wait, wait, before he goes, tell him I just spent the weekend with Brady and we both love him.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow. Taking phone calls. Look how far we've come. That's so great. So, apparently it is okay to finger your chicken as
if
long...
If you have a 9-inch finger.
As long as you own your chicken. let's see. The gruff farmer who drinks raw eggs and sugar for breakfast added, what the fuck does that have anything to do with the story, reporter? Hey, what'd you have for breakfast? Raw eggs and sugar. Why, what, isn't that what everybody has? I mean, that's what I have.
That's what Rambo ate.
Right, raw eggs and sugar. Duh. Hansi is always happy when the chickens are happy, and apparently the chickens are at their happiest when he is fingering them. His other favorite pastime is walking around his farm naked. Being naked is a beautiful thing. That's weird. What would you do if you were just driving by one of these Montana farms and you saw just some old fucking grizzly-ass farmer dude just rolling through his farm, totally naked, fingering chickens?
Well, I mean, if you're driving through, you'd probably only see one of the cook processes. I don't think you'd see that whole thing.
That would totally freak me out, I think.
It wouldn't be normal.
Let's see. Holy Christ. Leave the cat alone. Chris is saying, this...
But you're my wife now, Dave.
Chicken shit is highly explosive. Put it on the counter and say, charge this. Holy Christ, you guys. He just wanted a girl to see it before he died. That is a good point, Chris. Okay. So, that is it for that story. And now, on to putting a hit on your father. This one is called Girl Accused of Seeking Hit on Father, of course. A 15-year-old Hagerstown girl suspected of being part of a clique of teens who like to suck one another's blank approached a friend on crowded high school bus. Fill in the blank. They like to suck each other's blank.
Vicinity.
Vicinity? What? What does that mean?
Vicinity. Being near someone.
Suck their vicinity. What?
Vicinity.
Fuck you up. She's clawing shit. Okay, no, actually, the answer was blood.
They would like to be in each other's vicinity.
They would like to suck each other's blood.
Okay, yeah, didn't guess blood.
So they approached a friend on a crowded high school bus in October and asked him to kill her father, prosecutors say. Hey, I like to suck blood, by the way, can you kill my dad for me, by the way? Yeah. Just, like, you know, a little, just
a favor.
And this
is on the school bus.
Hey, you got my back, right? Just a little favor. Can you kill my dad, please? And I drink blood, by the way.
If you want to come over, I mean, I could suck your blood, but if I do, could you just kill my pops?
While we're here?
And then wait till after dinner, because he's a damn good fried chicken cooker.
And then we'll drink his blood, per se, and it'll be wonderful. Prosecutors in Washington County and Western Maryland allege that she told the friend, a male classmate, that he could find her father at 5 a.m., climbing into the work truck he parked in the alley behind their
climbing
house.
Climbing into or getting into? Like
climbing.
His door didn't work, so he had to climb into it?
Like a big truck, like he had to get into it. Like climb in it.
Must be a big truck. I don't think I've ever climbed into a truck before.
I kind of jump into my truck, like kind of fucking just...
Kind of like halter into mine? I guess
right.
I would meander
like head
into
first
a truck.
Through the window?
That's a desperate climb. I mean,
right. And that was where, on Halloween morning, her father's body was found in a pool of blood, actually. The same blood that they like to drink. He had been stabbed repeatedly in the head.
Lucky for breakfast.
What?
Lucky breakfast.
I know, blood. I like to start every day off with some eggs and blood and then fingering a chicken every day. He had been stabbed repeatedly in the head and neck. Of course he did. This week, the girl was ordered held without bond on charges of soliciting murder. That's weird.
How do you
usually
soliciting murder?
Yeah, usually when you hear about a girl soliciting something, it's sex. It's definitely sex. Never, rarely is it murder. In recent court hearings, however, this has become clear. The suspect charged in the man's death was not the male classmate. She is accused of soliciting for the killing. Nay, it is not. It is another of the girl's friends, actually.
Nay is in no?
Nay is in negative.
Like you walk up to a horse, do you want to...
No.
Can I ride you? Nay,
you cannot. It was a 19-year-old accused of confronting the father because of the belief, unsupported, prosecutors say that he was abusing his daughter. So she was probably making up bullshit stories that, oh, he abuses me and this and that, kill him for me and then we'll consummate.
I think my dad hit me last night.
Kill him for me and then we'll consummate our love.
Him?
Stop that. Holy shit. Jen Dunlap, Assistant State's Attorney for Washington County, said police and prosecutors began investigating the man's daughter and her friends because the man, quote, had no problems with nobody. I ain't got no problems with nobody.
Good quote.
Nobody. The only thing he had a problem with, so I have no problems with nobody, but I have a problem with my daughter and her group of friends. They are a wily bunch. I don't like them.
A wily bunch.
A wily bunch. They were a goth crew sucking each other's blood and cutting each other. A clique of goth cutters. That, oh.
That he ain't no got no goddamn problem with.
Oh, man.
He ain't got none problem except for her and her
goth
friends.
Goth cutters.
Don't like that much, so, huh?
Just soak that in. Goth cutters that drink blood.
Well, if you're thirsty.
Oh, man, I love that. That's just, they're going to grow up to do wonderful things, dude.
In Hollywood.
Hopefully
You've read Twilight.
Oh, no. The Washington Post is not identifying the girl because she's charged as a juvenile. The father's not being identified because he and his daughter share a last name. So we can't identify him because then they'll know who she is, and that's bad because she's a minor. Right. The male classmate has not been charged. The 19-year-old Alec S. Eager has been charged with first-degree murder. And the girl says on her MySpace page, she now lives with her mother. I like how they quote her MySpace page. According to her MySpace page, she is a Pisces who loves beer pong and getting drunk with her friends and sucking blood and cutting each other. Oh, man.
About me.
Interest. Sucking blood.
Heroes. Dracula.
Cutting things. Myself, mostly. And drinking blood.
To new heroes, who would it be besides? It'd be like Dracula and Brad Pitt.
That dude from the Smashing Pumpkins, probably.
I mean, who loves beer pong? Who's the iconoclastic, like, beer pong actor?
I don't know. I was just throwing that out there.
Dracula, About Me, or Heroes. Dracula and Will Ferrell.
I kind of like Will Ferrell sometimes.
I sometimes like him too, but I think he's a beer pong
guy.
He's
not in my interests or my About Us.
He's probably a beer pong guy, though.
Probably.
Who do you think is the beer pong guy?
Like in Hollywood or just
in general?
Yeah,
who's the beer pong guy?
I would say you are.
I don't play beer pong.
No?
I do not play beer pong.
Huh. I would have thought just from... Well, I guess that was a kickball thing.
Well, there was a kickball thing. But
right.
They sponsored us. I mean,
I just assume that they go hand in hand.
Ah. No.
But that's me assuming, and I just made an ass out of you and me, so I'm sorry for that.
That's an original joke there, right there.
Eager said the man grabbed one of the knives and that the two began to struggle, according to the documents. Eager told police they pulled out his other knife, because I come prepared, fucking like blood rain. He rolls in there like blood rain, just shing, fucking duh, duh. But he sucks at it because he's a douchey goth kid that cuts himself and drinks blood. So the dad totally overpowered his pale, white, scrawny body and just kicked his fucking ass. Kicked his ass back home to his mommy's house. When eager to determine the man was not breathing, the documents say he pulled the body near the man's parked truck, removed his wallet from his pants, took $20 to $40 in cash, I'm not sure exactly, and then threw the wallet, knife, and his bloody shirt in a nearby dumpster. On his MySpace page, yesterday, the victim's 20-year-old son described himself as, quote, lost for words. I love you, Dad, and miss you. You are the best father anyone could ask for. May God watch over you now. On his MySpace page, do you totally suck as a reporter when you're quoting people's MySpace page, or are you just that good?
I think you're that scene.
That scene? That special kind of reporter
who
that
would
fucking
relate to me? I'll quote their MySpace. It's easy to find and free.
Fucking MySpace, duh.
They didn't give me enough information. Let's find their MySpace.
Holy shit. Well, do you guys have anything else before we get the fuck out of here that you would care to say to Ben or to say to the 13-year-old girls that may be listening that keep fucking calling my phone?
Sarah, I'm going to send you an email. I'll say that.
Okay, Sarah, you should
no offense to Ben. I mean, it's not about Ben. It's more about...
You'll be receiving an email soon, Sarah. Who's
it's
Sarah?
It's more about us. Sarah's Ben's disrespected, badly treated girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Very
so
nice
Ben's,
woman.
Ben's got this girlfriend. Oh, we're getting a phone call. Should I take this?
You should take it.
Hello?
Casey.
Okay, say that again.
Are you balls deep in your right hand? Do I have to fucking repeat myself multiple times?
Probably.
You fucking asshole.
I don't understand what you're saying. My balls are in my left hand.
No, I said right hand.
No, they're okay.
Are you?
Or maybe no, my right
Matt,
hand.
Now
are
they're
you balls deep in your right hand.
Now they're in my right hand.
Now they're in your right hand. Well, how does it feel now?
It feels all right, but not as good as when it was in my left hand, because that's my hand.
What are you doing, fag?
I'm doing a show, fag. What are you doing? You're on the show right now.
Gay nerd.
I'm on the show right now?
Absolutely.
How the... what the fuck, dude?
Through the amazing power of my cell phone?
No, I don't want to be on the show right now.
I think he's sober.
Because you're drunk. Is this Matt?
This is Matt.
Don't freak me out.
I'm sitting next to
me.
I can't say fuck.
Say hi to everybody.
What?
Say hi to everybody. You're on the show right now. Say hi.
What up, everybody?
So what's up?
Not much. Getting some Finnegan's.
Oh.
Getting drunk and, you know, I'm on the fucking show right now. Fuck.
I know.
No, I wasn't talking to you. No, I'm not saying Pearl Jam rules, dude, because Pearl Jam does not rule.
Not at all. Not in the least.
Not. Thank you, Matt. Thank
not
you.
At all.
I forgot you were doing a Saturday show.
Yes.
So, like, I guess this is Matt 3 saying what up.
Okay.
I'm planning off.
Hey, get
real fucking funny.
Get everyone there to yell "fuck you, jam hole," please.
I can hold her hand if I want.
It's not gonna happen. Dude.
Please, really loud.
What?
Really loud. Just yell.
It's not. Whoa! It's not gonna happen, dude.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of Finnegan's, half pissed drunk, waiting for some food.
Nice.
All that sounds is a reason to yell.
The jam hole rules. Hey, the jam hole does rule, but, yeah, I don't want spit in my food, so.
Good point.
What are you doing?
The show. What are you doing?
I'm fucking drunk, getting some food.
All right. Do you want me to call you after the show, like in 10 minutes here?
Yeah, do that.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
Okay.
I love you, honey. Honey chuckles, sweet bits, whatever.
Amazing. Okay. Bye, honey. Okay. Quit. Sorry about that.
I think he was sober.
He is wasted. It's one of the kid in his band, Vengeance. It's his birthday or something. So they all went out and got totally wasted. So, yeah, that is about it. Oh, I totally did forget to mention that you are trying to bang Ben's girlfriend.
No, not bang.
Because Ben doesn't
not bang,
treat her.
Simply romantically take on a date.
Because, hey,
how to make things pretty
watch your
for
girl
her.
If you ain't fucking her right, right?
Well, she
that's what
is actually a virgin while Ben talks about incredibly many, many, many sexual things. About many, many, many girls when he does not have sex with his girlfriend. And they are both respectively living in sin as far as they're both concerned.
And that's bad because they're fucking Mormons?
That's bad because they're acting like they care and they're retreating from that.
That is horrible. I hope you hear all this, Ben, and I hope on Wednesday you come back and you have your piece to say, and we'll have maybe Marcus with us also at that time, and you guys can duke it out on the cameras. You down for that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll settle
blood.
It.
Let's not leave until this place is covered in blood.
Blood. blood. And
it takes
dead...
less than a year to get under an entire city's skin.
Blood and dead chickens. Just everywhere. So, yeah, that is about it,
and then
I guess.
After everything's settled, we can finger the chickens.
Right. I was going to say either that or you guys could arm wrestle with scorpions, like in that fucking Stallone movie. It's like,
I don't think these cameras would pick up on the jiggle that arm wrestle.
All right. Well, thank you guys, everyone that joined us for the fucking special Saturday night, Sunday morning
thank
show.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Kyle, for coming in. And talking very quietly on the show and then
good, sir.
Interrupting
good,
the
good
fuck
sex.
Out of me.
And I did.
It's always a pleasure. Marcus?
It's hardly been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Fuck you. It's been a slice. Hopefully we'll see you back soon and you can take care of your shit with Ben because I know that's been bugging you. I'm kind of dizzy from that fucking NyQuil. And the salvia also.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So, yes, thank you guys so much. TheJamble.com/donate. If we at least made you laugh one time tonight, give us $5 or something like that. We got t-shirts, too, if you want them. TheJamble.com. Email us, info@TheJamble.com. If you got anything you want to say, say hi. TheJamble.com/forums. Come join us. Everything else is all over the site, so just fucking find it. Buy some dildos. We sell dildos, kind of. TheJamble.com/support.
Well, it makes sense. Your name is The Jam.
I got it right. I was kind of thinking that. We might as fucking well. So, yeah, we'll be back Monday around 7 p.m. with Braden for episode 128.
And
that's
what she said.
We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.
I can't even hear you.
Now I can hear you.
Okay, now I can hear you, too.
All right. What's going on?
Nothing. We're just hanging out.
Cool. Okay, so explain to me one more time, because I'm kind of forgetful, how you came upon having my phone number, please.
So, is this like... okay, never mind.
Just...
Okay, so like... just like doing random numbers that were 871...
And what is 871?
I don't know.
Just a random
number.
It's just a random number.
That's like a lot of people's numbers.
Huh. And how long have you been doing this for? A while?
A while.
Like my number. Because you've been
No, this is the first day.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So, because this has been happening for like a few weeks now.
for this number.
Are you for sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay, so you guys live up in Polson on the Indian Reservation?
Yeah.
Are you guys Indian?
No.
Sorry, Native American is what I should have said.
No, we're...
You're just white? You're just white girls?
What?
You're just white girls?
Oh, yeah, you can put it like that.
Okay, well, are you black girls? I mean...
No.
Okay, so you're white girls.
Yeah.
So, how old are you?
13.
13? What do you do for shits and giggles besides call random phone numbers? Do you have MySpace?
No.
That's good, because MySpace is a place where 13-year-old girls get raped, and I'd hate that to happen to you guys.
Yeah, I hate that too.
Yeah, that would be bad. So, are you in school?
Yeah.
What's your favorite class?
Choir.
Choir? You sing?
Yeah.
Is it a church school?
Yeah. No.
Oh. Sing for me real quick.
For really?
For really. For serious reallys. Sing Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do.
No.
Come on.
Can it be like a real song?
A real song? Sing a real song. Sing your most favorite real song.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
Wait. Okay.
Okay.
You're not sure that's about me, but you're not sure enough to let me go. Ooh. Baby, it ain't fair, you know, you just keep me hanging around. You say you don't want to hurt me.
Is this really you, or did you put the phone up to us, a radio? Was that really you?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty impressive. Wow.
Womanizer.
I know. Man, if she wasn't 13, huh? So... What were you hoping to get out of just calling random numbers? You just talk to people and see what's going on?
No, we just, like, prank call people.
I mean, are you prank calling them? Like, do you make them say dumb stuff or what?
No, we just... I don't know, like, this was, like, the first day that we actually did this, but we usually just, like, I don't know, random
just, like, stuff and shit, such as...
What?
Just like stuff and shit, such as.
Yeah, I don't know. We just like ask them questions.
Like what? Whose idea was it? Was it yours? Are you the ringleader?
No. I don't know. It just depends on who's at my house.
So are you guys having a little slumber party right now?
Yep.
Depends on who shows up for the meetings.
So what are you guys doing?
Playing like texting.
Texting and playing spin the bottle and stuff?
No, we played spin the phone, though.
Ah.
But we were like what we did when we played spin the phone, is we were like, if the phone landed, like, facing, then you had to...
Spin the phone?
Like, we just, like, kind of made it up. But, like, if the phone landed, on, like, towards you, then you had to, like, you had to run around in your bra and underwear.
Towards me? How does that work?
So, like, okay, so, like, somebody would spin the phone, and then, like, if it landed, like, towards me or, like, whoever, then they'd have to, like, run around in their bra and underwear and go, like, do something stupid.
That's amazing. Yeah. So what would you do? What would happen if one of you was out there by herself running around in her bra and underwear and some creepy guy just snatched her up?
Just out my home, like, my house, not outside. Not
so it's, like, scandalous prank calls.
So, yeah, that's... Wow.
So you're calling these people while in bra and underwear.
I've never done that.
Yeah, maybe because you don't wear bra and underwear, and if you did, that'd be a little weird.
I wear underwear.
Do you wear underwear?
I wear underwear.
I don't. Well, that's cool. So did you find the site and all of the shit on it?
What?
Where are your parents at right now? Can I talk to them?
They're sleeping.
Oh. You should wake them up and tell them they just won $10,000 from this free internet giveaway.
Because they really did.
How about let's not say we did?
Okay, let's not, but let's say we did. hey, do you remember when I called up your parents and told them they won money? That was awesome. So what are you guys doing tonight? Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right on. Out. Well, I think I have to go now and do stuff. Is there anything you would like to say to everybody right now? Would you like to apologize, maybe, for always calling my phone and hanging up?
Me?
I would like an apology. That's all.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. I accept.
This isn't my phone.
Okay.
This is my
phone. So, hey, if people have advice, would you be willing to answer advice questions for people that wrote into this show?
Sure.
Really? Okay. We're going to do that like once a week, and I'm going to read you questions, and you're going to help people, okay?
Well, this isn't my phone, though.
Okay, well, where's your phone?
My phone is right next to me.
Okay, well,
why didn't you answer your own phone?
Put this number in your phone, and then we're going to do this once a week, and you're going to help people, you and me. We're going to make a difference, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Talking about
what's he talking about?